I am thankful to have the opportunity to speak to you this morning. Elliot's with us, but he's been sick all week and unable to prepare a lesson. But he's with us this morning, so that's an answered prayer. And it's always good to have an opportunity when someone gets ill to return to us, no matter what that is. Today we're going to honor our mothers and talk about them for just a few minutes. I want to remind you of the scripture reading that we heard earlier from Proverbs 31. You know, verse 30 says that a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And we want to take a few minutes this morning to do that and just praise our mothers for who they are. But there's some things that came to my mind this week as I was thinking about mothers, and I wanted to share with those thoughts, those memories of my own with you. And I think one of the best ways to do that, to think about what it is that mothers do for us as we grow up, is by taking a look at this right here.
This little light of mine, you know that I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, you know.
It was great. And apparently, Dad, I've never been on live television before.
Okay, but I have to yell at you guys.
Linda, listen.
Okay, what?
Like everything they do at this house, you can't trust everything at Grandma's house.
Okay.
Okay, then what?
Then you're not listening to me.
Then you're not listening to me.
Ooh, ouch! Ouch! Ouch, Charlie! Ow! Charlie, that really hurt!
What are you two doing? What are you doing?
I don't know.
What have you been doing to your brother? You don't know?
I was scrubbing him.
You were scrubbing him?
Yeah.
Oh, Ethan.
Dad?
Hi.
I'm angry.
I knew you two must have been getting into something, but I just didn't imagine it would be this.
Only a mother would laugh at peanut butter all over her son, right? Several years ago, Janine and I came into the front room to find our youngest, who graduated from high school yesterday, had pulled all of the utensils out of a drawer in the kitchen and found the meat tenderizing hammer and stuck them one by one in the top of the air vent in the front room and was pounding them into it. And just as we walked into the room, one fell into the vent. Well, you know, boom! And he went, ta-da! Mothers are incredible, are they not? They are a blessing to us. And we want to honor them. Deuteronomy 5:16, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God commanding you, that it will go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. We need to take the opportunity to let mothers know how much we love them and what they mean to us. And I hope that you've made plans for that today. It is tradition here on Mother's Day for the teens not to meet. And I encourage them, choose something specific that you can do for your mother today. Do something specific for your mother today. Honor your mother, that it might go well for you in this land. But there is another picture of mothers that I want us to take a look at this morning. And I want to start by sharing with you a book. The Chocolate Train is a book that came out many, many years ago. Until I started researching, I actually didn't know that this is where this came from. Kind of a neat little story. And when I was very young, of course, being the child, the son of a preacher, like Janine and I, we have never had family close to us since the day that we married, which was, we were living here in Sand Springs. We've never had family close to us. My mother-in-law is here this morning, and I love her greatly. And I pick on her a lot, but I love her greatly. She lives about an hour and 5 minutes from us, and she's the closest family we have. She is the closest family we've ever had in 27 years of marriage. And often in a preacher's life, what happens is, and for those of you who may not have family close to here, the church becomes a part of that family. And my mother and father might have a Bible study, or they would have a retreat or something like that. And when my father was the preacher in Bristow many, many years ago, there was a woman, and I wished I could remember her name. I remember her face. I remember her hands. I remember her hugs. And she would babysit my little brother Kevin and I. And she would come to the house, and in the evenings when it was time for us to go to bed, and instead of sending us right off to bed, she would talk about this story, and then she would sing. She would pull us up close to her on the couch, and she would sing a lullaby to us that was based on this story. It is recorded by a man named Von Moreau. He has a voice of silk, if you've never heard him before. It is now on YouTube, and the name of the song is on the record label, The Chocolate Choo-Choo. And the words go something like this. Here comes the candy train, the chocolate choo-choo, to take the kids that surround it off to sleepy land. And it has a beautiful tune. And she would gather us up, and with her beautiful voice, she would sing this song. Probably the most beautiful voice at that congregation. And she would sing this song to us, and sometimes four or five times through. And it made us feel special. And then there was a widow lady who would call, and she would come by and pick Kevin and I up and take us down the street to the dairy hut. Now, kids today don't know what that means, right? The dairy hut. That's like an independent Brahms, okay? Just some family in the neighborhood owned it. And we would go to the dairy hut, and she would get us these, you know, as a small child, I'm sure they weren't very big, but to a child, right, that ice cream would just pile up. And in the middle of the summer, by the time you got home, it would be all over you, and I'm sure all over her car, and she didn't care. She would smile and laugh the whole time, and I remember her even wiping the seat of her car out one time, and she would call us, and she would say, "Can you quote for me the 23rd Psalm? Can you quote for me Philippians 4:13? And she would not hang up the phone or let us hang up the phone until we could quote the entire 23rd Psalm. Until we could quote Philippians 4:13. And we have women like that in our lives today in this congregation. And I want you to know, to be reminded of the fact that chosen family makes a difference. Chosen family makes a difference. Romans 6 verse 13, this is Paul, and he says, "Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother." And this is a verse probably most of you don't even remember reading if you've read through this letter before. "Who has been a mother to me as well." I have to know, I wished I knew what her name was. A mother to me as well. And it's a biblical concept for family to extend beyond blood. To be chosen. To spend time together. And I see that happening within this family here at Sand Springs. Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 through 50. "While he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside asking to speak to him. But he replied to the man who told him, 'Who is my mother and who are my brothers?' And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers.'" And I know that I've mentioned before, and I want to mention one more time, I am adopted, I was adopted as an infant. Besides my two sons, I have no one that I share blood with. No one. But I choose you as family. I choose you to be a part of my life. You've chosen me as a youth minister and as a shepherd to allow me to be a part of your life. And we do the same with the women of this congregation. I couldn't help but think about Linda and Etta and Connie and Shirley and so many of you as you walk down through the classrooms and you see those women and their attention is so focused on the little children of this congregation. They are being a mother to your child. They are sharing their lives and their hearts with your children. So like Paul, someday you can look back and say, "She was like a mother to my children." And what about our younger women? I see so many of them doing the same. For how long Jessica and Carol and others have put out so much effort to help with VBS, to teach our children to live out Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 6 and following, to write God's word on their hearts and make it come alive with every breath that a child can have. To know that there is a God who is alive and who loves us and gives to us and pours into our lives. Otherwise, why would we be here? To share this time together as a family, as a body of Christ. That love for each other. Family is a chosen blessing. There's just a couple of more things that I want to share with you, and I'll be done. Yesterday, I mentioned my youngest graduated from high school. It's a new era for Janine and I. And I'm excited. She will be excited. Mothers, right? Aren't they incredible? But there was a statement that was made by a graduate yesterday, and I thought, that's it. I want to hold on to that. As we come as children of God to this place, to get into His Word, to find the riches and the treasures, that pearl of great price that we can hold to our heart that will allow us to move through the temptations and trials of this world. And the women who bring it to us, it is the women in this congregation, it is our mothers who teach us this one concept that is important for us to hold on to. Failures in life, along with all those statements you've heard through the years, oh, they build us up and they teach us and they move us forward and they challenge us and all of these things. Mother, it takes a mother to see it this way. A failure is a bruise, not a tattoo. I don't think I've seen so many heads shake yes in this congregation before. A bruise from a failure is not a tattoo. It doesn't define who we are. It doesn't make a statement about our future. It's only there for a little while, and it's put into our past. We, because of the love of the mothers of this family, the mothers that we grow up with, those who fill that role in our lives, it doesn't last forever. They remind us to give to God everything that we are and everything that we want to be. Family is a chosen blessing, and our moms make a difference here at the Sand Springs Church of Christ. That's why this morning the ladies who are in Bible Hour with your children at this moment are making a difference. The ladies who taught in our classes this morning are making a difference. They are changing those children's lives. And so I have this one final question for you. Would you take the opportunity to love a child and change his life? Moms, would you take the opportunity to be a mother to a child that wasn't born into your household? So that someday, someplace, someone would stand and say, I remember, I may not even remember her name, but God will remind me someday of a woman who took me close to her and put her arm around me and reminded me to love the Lord. Man, what mothers do for us. What mothers do for this congregation as a whole. If we can help you set your life right this morning, if we can help you come to Christ to begin a new life walking with Christ every day, maybe you as a mother or a father or a child have not brought honor to those who love the Lord the way that you should. We want to help you set that right this morning. Won't you come as we stand and sing?
I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of my King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. We love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, we love you with the love of the Lord. We can see in you the